This is program number LW1802. Well, it's incredible what names parents have given their children. And it's even more curious to find out what those children, once grown up, have become in their professions. I have a bunch here I think today you'll find most interesting. May I share them with you? Hi, this is Larry West. Believe it or not, there's a commissioner of education in the Virgin Islands whose name is a moron. The founder of Universal Oil Products in Des Plaines, Illinois, is a Mr. Carbon Petroleum Dubs. The Archbishop of Manila is, believe it or not, Cardinal Sin. There's a pastor in Florence, Italy, whose name is Christian Church. Now, that's his name, not his church. There's a man in Florida who works for the Bureau of Vital Statistics, whose name is Cigar Stubbs. Now, all these names, I'm telling you, are real, and every source can be cited. Would you believe that in 1941, a Mr. Ora Jones married a Miss Ora Jones? That's right. In the American Medical Dictionary, there were, by recent count, 13 doctors named Doctor. In that dictionary, there are 5 Doctors Bone Break. There's 1 Dr. Bone Cutter. There are 18 Dr. Butchers and several cutters and carvers. There's a Dr. Bone Setter who practices in Bombay. There's a Dr. Screech who's a dentist in Essex, England. Believe it or not, there's a Dr. Overy who's a gynecologist. In Houston, Texas, there's an undertaker named Groner Digger. In Victoria, British Columbia, there's a person named Iona Victory Bond. In the Westminster Choir College, class of 1947 in Princeton, New Jersey, there was a chorister named Justin Toon. I have a personal friend who, before she got married, was a band director, and her name? Pam Bandy. Believe it or not, there are 2 attorneys in Jamaica, New York, named Lawless and Lynch. In the U.S. Army, there's a major minor. In Sheringham, Norfolk, there are 2 plumbers named Plumber and Leak. There's a lawyer mentioned in the Philadelphia Evening Bulletin whose name is Ronald Subpoena. There's a Mrs. Screech who's a voice teacher in British Columbia. In Port Elizabeth, South Africa, there's a motorcycle dealer named Mr. Vroom. There are 2 detectives in New York City whose names are Wire and Tapping. I wish I had time to give you some more. There's a curious magic in names, and that magic is intensified when you see what profession those kids, when grown up, got into. There was a time, you know, when any man's name told you a lot about that man. At one time, for example, surnames indicated things like occupation. John Smith was a metal worker. John Baker made bread. George Miller was a grinder of grain. John Gardner, guess what he did? Positions were known by names like John Earl, George Duke. Surnames also indicated a man's residence. John Britton, George London. A name would also tell you some attributes about that fellow. John Longfellow was tall. George Drinkwater apparently was a thirsty fellow. You know, in the Bible, God reveals himself by several names. More than any other used in the Bible is the name Jehovah. And it tells you a little bit about God. Jehovah really means, I am that I am. God says that he is himself total sufficient. Nothing else supports him. He always has been. He always is. He always will be. And that's what that name is telling us. Now, my point today is, it's incredible how secure God is, and how secure he can be in your life. It's all revealed in his name. In our world, you know, where the economy always fluctuates, where homes break up, where thieves break in and steal, there's only one real security. And his name is Jehovah. Don't you think it's time that you let him take control of your life? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it, care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.